Welcome to the Panic Button Podcast, brought to you by XXXChurch.com. Each episode, Craig Gross answers a question or two that has got you in a panic. No topics are off limits, and all questions are encouraged. Here is your host, Craig Gross.
Welcome back to the Panic Button Podcast. Let's call this the NFL Draft Edition, because that's today. I don't know when you're listening, but I'm excited. I like football. This is kind of the start of the football season. Get my fantasy picks scouted. Hope the Packers make some good moves. But this leads me to today's topic, which comes in with the breaking news from Gmail the other day. I got this email, and I addressed it on actually the last podcast, the incognito mode, and we talked a little bit about Snapchat and so on. Interesting, because today's question was, what do you think of Gmail's disappearing messages? If you didn't read the message, or the alert, or the news, or the headlines, Gmail said that you now can send an email that disappears. So you ever sent those messages or posted those things that you just wish you could take back? So apparently enough people do it, or enough people need it, that now Gmail, which is, I gotta imagine, being the largest email provider, is offering that as a service. And so what do I think about it? Well, what I think about it is, when you send something, I don't care if Gmail says that it is disappearing or it's no longer, nothing. There's always going to be a trace. And you have to continue to put that in front of your kids, put that in front of your spouse, put that in front of you, that nothing disappears. So the reason why I call this the NFL Draft Edition, not only we're on the day of the draft, was listening to sports radio before, and First Take, that's kind of my go-to. And normally I drop off the kids at school, and First Take, for some reason, is on from like 7 to 9. So I have Sirius, the app, and so I'll scroll back. As long as I get to it before 9, I just start it at the beginning. And I normally just get through maybe the first half hour or so, and as I drive to the office and, you know, kind of start my day, ease into things with a little sports recap. So they were talking about the LeBron shot, which, oh, I can't stand LeBron, but it was a great play. It was goaltending, but anyways, he would never admit to that, but whatever. So the other big story today is Josh Allen, who is, in some people's picks, going to be the first pick in today's draft, quarterback, I think, out of Wyoming. And interesting. So on the eve of his biggest day of his life, I don't know what the kid did in college, but even, I mean, Wyoming, I think. I mean, who cares about college at this point? Your dream in professional sports or growing up as a kid is to play on a professional level one day. Who cares about what happened in college? Like, this is your biggest moment. You could be the number one pick in the NFL draft, or obviously projected at least top 10. And what came out last night were deleted tweets that were deleted back in January. So they're not even public. But once again, somebody has record of them, a screenshot. They were from when the kid was 15. He quoted, used the N-word, and then he talked about white, I don't know, some white references that were very racial, you know, kind of things that he said. Well, he was 15. And you might say, well, I don't care. He was 15. The NFL is a predominantly African-American, you know, driven league as well. And so you're a white dude and you say some things like that and you're about to be drafted onto a team. How are you going to, you know, what is that going to do? Is that going to drop him from the number one pick out of the first round? Is that going to drop him down one spot? What effects will this have? I don't know. But it was funny. He was scheduled to come on First Take today to talk about the draft, and now he's canceled all his deal, you know, for the day. He's come out saying, hey, I was a kid. You know, those things are not what I believe. the day of his big, on the day of his biggest day of his life, he is not even defending. He is apologizing for tweets that he made when he was 15. It was interesting. So today I hit play on it for some reason because we were driving. There was an accident on the way to school and I was just like, gosh, and the LeBron thing just kind of had me because I was so pissed watching him that I was like, I got to listen to this real quick. And they led with that story. And so I hit pause and I explained it to the kids. Nolan, my son is 15, my daughter's 12. And it's like, guys, what you do today could come back and it could be on your wedding day. It could be on your day of Nolan if it's before you win an Oscar, at least if it's before your biggest dance thing. It could be used. So don't believe that Gmail disappearing messages have gotten you off the hook. These messages from this kid aren't even on Twitter today, but they're resurfacing today. And I think that's what we're seeing. I mean, whether it's the president with Stormy Daniels, whether it's, I mean, you name it, things are going to come back at you when you maybe least expect it. And I think that idea that we believe, this generation that is growing up right now, is believing that I can post something and it can be deleted. It can't. And you never know who's out there that's, you know, recording this, who's out there that's just keeping that for a surprise for you one day. So what do I think about Gmail's disappearing? I think Gmail's going, okay, cool. Like, yeah, this is what people want. But man, if it shows up on the internet, if it shows up on somebody else's computer, you've got to be happy with what you've sent, what you've done, what is there. Because man, there is a record of all this stuff. So that's the thought. Man, who knows? Obviously, we'll see what happens with this kid. What effects? We'll see if he drops in his draft or whatnot. But man, just remember that something that somebody did when they were 15 online on a platform that, gosh, I remember when I heard about Twitter, it was just like, who cared? Who's gonna ever do this? And yet, we're in a time today where our president loves Twitter and, you know, better than press conferences. You want to know what happened overnight while you were sleeping? All you have to do is go on Twitter and see, hey, what is this guy saying? And I don't want to get too political here, but the people that have to defend the president or the people that are, you know, involved in all his things basically have said, he's in more trouble based on the things that he said. If he would just stop talking on Twitter, like, he'd actually do himself a lot of good because he's getting into so much trouble with the things that he actually says because now there's a record of those things. So, man. But then Twitter can be good too when Kanye West starts tweeting out of nowhere and you're like, who and how crazy is this guy? That, like, I mean, I actually don't get on Twitter. I got on Twitter yesterday just because I heard Kanye was making a storm on there. And I was like, yeah, dude, you make more money than Michael Jordan. Dude, no. Go back to Baskin Robbins with Kardashian and, like, maybe after you eat that gold medal ribbon ice cream, you'll realize that, dude, Michael Jordan is running circles around you in the shoe game. So, anyways, that's my Kanye West. I saw him at Baskin Robbins on TMZ, so that's why I mentioned that. Anyways, you don't care. That's your question. It's been answered. We'll talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Panic Button Podcast. If you want Craig to answer your question on an upcoming episode, please email panicbutton@xxxchurch.com. Or if you're using the Anchor app, please go to your user profile, tap the message button, and hit record, and then hit save, and then send it.